Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today we bring you a concert from the Earshot Jazz Festival, which took place last October. This performance recorded at Tula's in Seattle on October 19th. It was the opening night of a two-night run of the George Colligan Organ Trio. I've known George Colligan principally as a pianist. As a New York pianist, he's well-established, but he also plays organ, and I understand also drums and trumpet as well. He joins here with Portland guitarist Dan Balmer and Seattle drummer John Bishop in a nice linking up of talent from New York, Oregon, and Washington. Currently, George Colligan is on the faculty at Portland State University. He was born in New Jersey, raised in the Baltimore area, studied classical trumpet at the Peabody Institute, and cut his teeth as a musician in the Washington, D.C. area before going on to New York. He also joined the faculty at the Juilliard School while in New York and has worked at the University of Manitoba and now, as we say, at Portland State, where he leads small ensembles and big bands with longtime professor Charles Gray. Colligan has over 70 credits as a sideman and prolific as a leader, more than a dozen recordings under his own name, all with original compositions. We'll hear some original compositions and some standards on this program recorded at Tula's last fall. Here's George Colligan at the organ, and what sounds like some noodling around at the beginning is actually a kind of masked prelude to the standard they're about to play. Here's George Colligan with Dan Balmer and John Bishop at Tula's. Thank you. George Colligan Trio opening up this program at Tula's in Seattle with Alone Together. George Colligan on organ, Dan Balmer guitar, and John Bishop on drums. On Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's George Colligan.
So this next composition is one of mine, and it's called Blue State. And you could read into that however you like. It could be blue as in sadness, or it could be some kind of political thing, if you follow the news at all, but pretty sure that this part of the country would be considered a blue state. I guess you could applaud that. Yeah, enjoy this. This is called Blue State. Thank you.
That was the George Colligan Trio playing a tune titled Blue State, an original by George Colligan, who's heard here at the organ, Dan Balmer on guitar, John Bishop on drums, performing at Tula's during the Earshot Festival in mid-October. Blue State. This performance by the George Colligan Trio is coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next up is another original by George Colligan. He titled this one, What Are You Looking At?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That featured John Bishop on the drums. John Bishop. And of course, Dan Balmer on the guitar. Dan Balmer. So that last piece is something that I just like to laugh at because I've been living in Portland, Oregon for about a year. In fact, I recently learned how to pronounce Oregon correctly. I teach at Portland State University, and one day in the office, I think I said Oregon, and everybody in the office was just glared at me. But I lived in New York before that for about 15 years. So all of that is in reference to the title of this previous tune, which is called What Are You Looking At? That's something you don't hear in Oregon very often. You would probably hear it in New York, but not so much out here. Maybe if I start riding the streetcar more or the MAX train, maybe it'll happen. Just for those of you who are musicians or have good ears, that last tune was based on it's what's called now I'm teaching jazz history at Portland State University, so there's actually a technical term for this. It's called a contrafact. It's a piece of music that's written over existing chord changes, and like people like Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie wrote new melodies over existing chord progressions. Like, for example, they wrote a lot of melodies over George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. So then they just started calling it rhythm changes or whatever. Just a little free jazz history lesson for you. So that last tune was written over a very famous set of chords from a very famous tune called Body and Soul. This next composition is a little bit more mellow. This is called Missing. We hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you.
it's a piece titled Missing, composition by George Colligan, who's heard here at the organ with Dan Balmer on guitar and John Bishop on drums in this Earshot Festival concert recorded at Tula's. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. We have time for at least part of one more tune here from this set with the George Colligan Trio at Tula's, and this is another original, Blues for Jay.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the George Colligan Trio in an Earshot Festival performance recorded at Tula's in Seattle on October 19th. George Colligan at the organ, Dan Balmer on guitar, and John Bishop, representing a sort of New York, Portland, and Seattle mix of musicians here on stage, closing with Blues for Jay. Our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks also to Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, the executive director, for presenting the wonderful Earshot Festival. We'll have more concerts from the Earshot Festival coming up. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production, exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.